How far? What did they play? Y'all know you're listening to Dennis Obara, your five boys. So today's welcome to Carry Talk session with Dennis Obara. So what's Carry Talk session about? You know, I can just talk anything where you're in my mind. At the moment, I'm not prepared for it. It's not planned. I'm just going to talk. Yeah. So what I want to talk about today is, let me think. I want to talk about like showing your work or being afraid to show your work. You know what I'm saying? Now this is how it's going to go. I promise at the end of this stuff, it's going to make sense. But right now it might be looking shitty, but just listening to this. So most times, I don't know if it happens to everybody, but it has happened to me. So most times we're scared of like putting our work out there because we feel that there are so many great works out there. Is there any room for like our own or my work? If I'm speaking as the person right now. But guy, I'm going to tell you something. Really, reason, even that person that you feel is winning right now or is doing something really great, there's someone else that is looking up to that is doing something greater than him. So if you're waiting to get to that point before you can put your work out there, my guy, hey, you go old. Now one small boy when they the streets go call they take stuff from you. So I remember that time when I did secondary school as per MC lifestyle. Now people go to tell me say, oh funny boy, go to the MC show, go to the MC like normal class stuff. I could just do it for fun. So then I came to Obafemi Awolowo University. Then people have always been telling me, guy, go do this MC thing. And I'm always like, ha. Why would he do this MC when big names, they names like, you know, Teams, Abaji, and some other like big names. So like in part one, part two, I didn't take it serious because I felt that, not that I necessarily felt I wasn't good enough. I not say I good, but I just felt that there's somebody so better than me. So what's the point of even doing it? The thing is that, fine, in reality, the person might be better than you, but then you're still good enough to like still get the crowd going crazy if you're a public speaker or an MC. You don't have to be like perfect and your voice will not be like deep and be like, hello, it's your boy Dennis Obara. It's something that with the more you do, the better you become. And how can you now become better if you're not doing it? So I mean, go to, what's the worst that can happen? Say they laugh you. Now you be the first person where they laugh. No. So guy, I just reason up, just do it. As I really like this Nike slogan, it'd be like I'll go tell them they even maybe might get maybe my personal thing. Just do it. If you're on social media, put yourself out there. You don't even need that's the great thing about social media, like Instagram, YouTube, and stuff like that. You don't need to wait for like a real crowd. Social media, there are real people operating their phone. Start talking on social media. Start talking on social media and just be doing your stuff. So you don't need to be perfect. Perfection doesn't exist. Perfection, you know, they deceive you, you know, they doesn't exist. And if at all, say, perfection is more of a journey than a destination. It's something that you, the more you, and the funny thing is that you waiting now before you get that thing done, there's so many people that's meant to be inspired by you. They're not going to be inspired because you're not doing what you're doing. So, bros, just run on. Run that thing. What did I say? Run that thing. That's what it be. So, yeah. Thank you for tuning in to Carry Talk with Dennis Obara. I hope you enjoyed the session. Bye-bye.